If you got a second, I'd like to share one story with you. It's a story about liberty. It happened recently when Laura and I took then Prime Minister of Japan, Koizumi, to Elvis's place. People said, why'd you do that? And I said, well, I had never been. And I thought it'd be fun to go, and so did Laura. Secondly, the Prime Minister wanted to go because he's an Elvis fan. Thirdly, I wanted to tell a story about the power of liberty. After Pearl Harbor was attacked, thousands of citizens signed up to defend the country, one of whom was my dad, and I'm sure some of your relatives did the same thing. And we fought a bloody war against a sworn enemy, and thousands of people lost their lives in this war. And yet I'm on Air Force One with the Prime Minister of the former enemy talking about keeping the peace. We talked about how to prevent the Korean Peninsula from having a nuclear weapon. We talked about the fact that Japan had 1,000 troops in Iraq. The Prime Minister knows what I know, that we're involved in a great ideological struggle between extremists and reasonable people. And that when we find young democracies, we have an obligation to help those democracies survive and thrive for the sake of peace. We talked about the admonition, to whom much is given, much is required, and I assured him we continue to lead the fight against the pandemic of HIV/AIDS on the continent of Africa. I find it interesting that my dad fought the Japanese, and I'm sitting down talking about keeping the peace with the Prime Minister of the very same country. Something happened. Japan adopted a Japanese-style democracy. The lesson for all to hear is that liberty has got the capacity to change an enemy into an ally, and liberty has got the capacity to change a region of the world that is full of hate and resentment, a region of the world from which people were recruited to launch attacks against us, to a place of hope. Someday, an American president will be sitting down with duly elected leaders from the Middle East talking about keeping the peace, and a generation of Americans are going to be better off for it.